First of all, Perry, could you give me like an introduction on the Great Bludgeoning, like what the band did this time round? I'm like right there and recording that type thing.
Well, started writing it about a year ago, December 2010. At that time, we were just four with the bass player at that time. So we actually wrote like five, six songs from the album before we got the bass player. He joined the band in April, and we went to into the studio in June 2007. It was pretty hectic, but a nice experience. The band is the lineup is new again, but this lineup feels really good. We will kind of do what we want.
You mentioned the new lineup, but is like Essie, is he like a relative, or is he just or not?
We knew Essie before. He's younger than we are. Not that younger, that much younger, but still a bit. But he's been active in the Danish film scene for about 10 years. So he is not new. He's also kind of the same background. He's an old HCF fan on top of that. So he knows as well how we want HCF to sound. And an excellent singer. He can do everything, kind of, voice.
Okay, so he's not like a relative then?
Not like a what? Sorry?
A relative. He's not your family or anything.
Oh, no. You mean because of his last name?
Yeah.
But Hansen is a very common name in Denmark.
Are there any of the past members then? Because it also is like, Michael and Morten, are either of them like part of your family then, or either, or not? Or?
All those names, as I told you, like Hansen is a very common name in Denmark. So
there's been no members in the band then that have been of your family then.
Oh.
Okay, and they're not related to probably not related to Jacob either then. Jacob Hansen either. Okay. I just wondered, to be honest. How would you describe Essie's vocal style then?
Well, he's very, very, very varied. He can do kind of everything. On the album, he shows that he can both the deep and the high vocal he wants. And he's just, he's got his technique right, so he knows what he's doing, and he's very, very right, so that means that he can do kind of everything, and he's good at writing hook lines, good at spotting how he's going to sing on the riff, and in the song, and he's good at writing lyrics, actually. He's got a lot of cool ideas that hate a universe, kind of, so, and that way he's, in my opinion, the most direct singer that we've ever had,
What sort of, stuff does he write about, on the new album then, the lyrics, I mean?
It's mostly about the hate stuff, like violence, drinking, hate, just with a, it's not that simple. He's got a, the killer is about an American guy who went to jail for a crime that he didn't fit, for murdering his wife. He got the story, he lost the story, how he eventually got free again and then actually kind of killed himself with alcohol. So he's writing about the darker side of the human mind, and the dark side of the human act. kind of what we've always been doing, but just very good and, with a few on it.
Why did Jonathan leave then, previous vocalist?
He just wanted to do something else. He's got another band. He's very young. He's way younger than we are. So his style and his, yeah, his, you gotta fit together as a person as well. And he was, in my opinion, a bit young when he joined the band. And he's got his view on things and we got other views on things. And at some point he just wanted something else. He didn't like the music as much. And he had another band with all his old friends, and he wanted to do that instead. So it's kind of simple. He didn't want to spend that much time on something that he didn't really want to.
Would you describe it as a generational thing?
Could be. Could be. I mean, as I told you, he was way younger, but I mean, that plus the thing that he had, I think, he didn't like the music as much. As I kind of told you with SA, for example, he and our new bass player as well, and Mike, our drummer, for the new lineup last album, all of them are old HBS fans, and we got kind of the same background. He didn't have that background, kind of. And that could be a cool thing, but an uphill thing. And I think in the end, it was that good, because he wanted to come. And as we are in the band today, we want to do the same thing.
Out of curiosity, how much younger then was Jonathan?
How much in what?
Younger. How many years?
He's almost 10 years younger than me. He's 9 years younger than me.
That's quite a gap then. What about, like, you mentioned, like, the lineup, and obviously, like, Jimmy coming on board, and obviously, Mike's been here for, like, nearly, well, you know, 2.5, 3 years, something of that nature. And tell me about how they came on board, Mike and Jimmy.
After the last stop, the touring, we did a kind of year of touring. I was only like 6 months of touring after the album was released, and then our drummer told us that he was, and then we immediately started searching. And actually, before we got our old drummer in the band, we had also tried to get Mike in the band at that time. He was playing Mercenary, another Danish band, that was quite successful. And he didn't kind of want to leave them at that time. Then this time around, he wanted to leave, still like this year, and wanted to play with us. So that was in November, joined the band there. And shortly after, our singer told us that he was, I think it was kind of time, and he wanted to play the last shows with us, and we find another singer, and we had like 2 US tours last year, and on the first tour we had a standing singer, we played that tour plus another festival thing. And then we started searching for anything like it, be in the lineup, and that was just standing. So we found Esther, he started standing June. June 2010. So yeah. And actually, before Esther, just right before Esther joined, our bass player told us, well, we left the band as well. But at that time we had Mike in the band, just got his band really after that. So we had to decide if we want to find a steady bass player right away, or we go with that in solution for a while before we for us, the old bass player, Michael, joined the band played with us in the US, a bit in Europe, and then we found Jimmy while we were recording, or not, while we were writing the album in April last. So it's been like, the first two years, a singer and a drummer kind of happened at the same time. And we got the drummer in the band quickly, but we used some band-aid solutions, both vocal and bass, for a while, before we actually found the right guys. We don't want to rush into things just to find the guy that we have to replace shortly after. I mean, we don't want to change any more members, kind of, but I mean, we're going to try to not change any more members. We don't want all that hassle. And we kind of hate it, but it's just been necessary to do it. So we want to find the right guy, and it's not that easy in Denmark. We tried to talk about the possibility of getting a foreign guy in the band, but just wouldn't fit us first. It's way easier for us all be living in Denmark, all the same language, all and with the same background, instead of having to fly the singer in from another country every time you got to go way too stressy, and we don't want any more stress, kind of. So we took it nice and easy and found the members, yeah, nice and easy. And in the end, after we found Esse, it was actually only the bass player that we needed to find. And in the end, it happened. Now we're happy.
Yeah. How would you say these lineup changes have possibly changed like the sound of Hate Sphere somewhat?
I don't think the sound itself has changed that much. I mean, every time you do a new album, you gotta do. You don't want to repeat yourself time after time. I mean, you can always hear that it takes there. And that's the cool thing with the lineup. You can still hear that it takes you music wise. And we tried to do that. Well, we wanted to do like small new details every time we do an album. But we don't want to change the style totally. Because that's not who we are. So, lineup is very and so know how we're gonna sound, how we're gonna sound, and actually this new lineup done very good for us. This new album is fresh. It's just I find it really, really good. We are very satisfied with it, how it turned out, how sound is, how your face it is. It is. We like it, and we think it hates this, and this has been stronger than ever. Just feel good all together, and like, very good. And we sound like Hate Sphere. The new lineup has really been fitting.
How would you compare the new album then to previous albums by the band?
Well, I think this new one is more old school. More old school, and it's more fresh. It's difficult for me to say. Like, we got a new drummer and we got a new vocalist, and certainly those guys have had a lot of impact on the sound, actually. I mean, you can hear that new drummer is more rock oriented and more. And our previous one, so he's more. I mean, the sound is more dirty in my opinion, more raw, more real, and I think it's way more alright than our previous one. So all in all, it's more varied, more raw.
does this rawness mean it sounds like more, like it's more resemblant of the band in a live setting then, or not?
Yeah, I actually think, because what we told to our producer this time was that we wanted to sound real. I mean, we've always had, like, don't want to use all those sound replacement stuff, so the sound, I hate many of the new sound just sounds like shit. Doesn't sound real to me. I want it to be real. I tried to tell him as well that I really like the sound on Valley of the Blues. And we tried to orientate the sound as well. And I see it pretty well. And I think, as you said, yourself, way more similar to a live situation, this album than previous. And it's been a very good thing, in my
How would you describe the band's working relationship with them two, Madsen, then? Because, like, it's a long-term thing now, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, he did our second demo tape back in 97, so it's been a while, it's been a long time that we've been working with, on and off, kind of. But, I mean, for my part, he lives, like, 50 minutes on bike for me, where I live. Is there, and very relaxed, and we kind of all know each other, and so we can fool around and have a relaxed atmosphere while recording, but still do what we have to do. I mean, we're not fooling around that much that we can't make the album. Quite on the contrary, actually, I think the album turned out really, really good in that sense, because we know each other, we are relaxed, and we want a relaxed atmosphere when we are recording, or otherwise not funny, and we need it to be funny, or as funny as it can be, because being in the studio usually isn't that cool, but it's cool to go out and play afterward. But this time around is a really good experience. I've seen that before actually, but it was just way more relaxed time. A lot of people joining us in the studio just to hang out, and just a cool thing to work in.
He seems to be, too, seems to be one of the go-to guys for the metal scene in Denmark.
Yes, and not only in Denmark, but internationally as well. Just well-known act. All around the world, busy, and that whole thing as well.
How would you describe your guitar work on the new record?
I find it's difficult for me to say how it is, but if you I think it's way more, it's a bit more old school, than on a album. And as we like bass, but still have a lot of groovy and slow elements mixed in. We like the groovy part. So it's always a mix of bass stuff, really slow part. It's the only right path, in my opinion. It's really boring. got a song on the new album that really could be a hard rock instead of a death bash song. Yeah, that's kind of what I feel. Our work, it's kind of it's difficult for me to say, actually. It's a mixture of fast, slow, and groovy, we like, and it's not played like it's played. So I find it kind of real.
Which track is the hard rock song you were just speaking about now?
Need to Kill, number 8. Okay. I mean, it doesn't sound that hard rock, but there's quite a lot of hard rock riffs in it. The main start riff, and then we got a riff in the end as well. It's kind of hard rock in it. I mean, it's not a hard rock sound, but we call it a hard rock song of Kelp. So the closest thing that we got to hard rock so far, though.
How would you describe the artwork by Mercure from Nemec?
Yeah. Well, we find it really good. As we wanted to do this album, kind of go more old school. We wanted to go more old school with cover artwork. So we told him more old school metal instead of fancy and shit. And he actually did the cover for Elliot. So, and we like the cover. It's really old. And so, that was, we wanted him again, and just make really flash to make people artwork and in the right colors. So, that was actually really cool.
How are things going with the band's record label at Napalm Records?
It's going, quite good. It's going cool. We got you're not always that much in contact with the now we got a new album on, we're more usually are. I think they're doing a good job. So we're happy so far.
Did the band change from SPV because of the financial crisis the SPV went through?
Yeah, actually SPV went bankrupt at some point. So and it was strange period as well. That was just when we changed members or changed lineup the first time, and they were kind of insecure on top of that. Things weren't going that good, going that well with them, so the best thing for us as well. Actually, you kind of wanted to have us anyway, but it was just being insecure. So we wanted to find a label that we knew was working. Now it's basically someone running again, but not as the way before, I think.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, they have like a different team and all that sort of thing.
But then we just found Nathan.